Then Solomon said, O thou with the pretty voice, it behooves thee to hearken with soul to the command of God. God hath said to me, Beware, O judge, do not hear one litigant without the other litigant.
Aha, this is the first, the answer of Solomon. The first one, he claimed and blamed someone for being miserable and gave the compliment, and Solomon said, there shouldn't be a bad guy here. Where is the bad guy? He said, the wind. What does he say? He said, ha-ha. Good. So the wind is the bad guy, right? And you are here to hear what? To hear how? Because what I'm saying is what Hava is saying, right? Okay, Hava has gave me an order that I should always remember. And that is this, that never listen to one side of the story and judge. Is it important? I somehow highlighted it. Guess why? Let's go back to your personal stuff in you. Yeah. What do? You look at one side of the story, which is your side of the story, and you judge. This is silly. Because when you think about something, you need something, you want something to happen, you don't think about the opposite side of it. You are listening to one side of the story. And God has ordered me, as Solomon, not to do this. Why?
Until both litigants come into the presence, the truth does not come to light before the judge.
Did you see the playing with the word? The word is like this. The first verse goes that, Hab told me this. Okay? The second verse will say, if you don't do this, Hab will not be clear for you. Means you cannot understand the justice. So he's playing with the Hab both ways. Justice and Hab himself, which are the same stuff. Yes?
If the litigant alone raise 100 clamors, beware, beware. Do not accept his word without his adversary.
Yeah, you have one fellow who you're listening to day and night. Who is it? Who is it? You! Your brain is talking and you're listening to this day and night. You say, don't listen to one side only. This is enrichment. You should see the other side, the other perspective of the condition you're in. Because wherever you are, and in any situation you are, you see one side of it, which is your interest, your needs, your wishes. Here we're talking about believing in the other side. Believing in the moment that I don't have any personal preferences. Not that I don't have that. I don't exist even. Because Hab is here. When Hab is here, there is no I. Period. Yes?
I dare not avert my face from the command. Go, bring thy adversary before me.
Okay. So Solomon said, listen, my role is this. I have to listen to both sides of conflict. Means what? Means you, as a human being, you have to do this to be the Solomon, to be the real good one, to be the king of the country you have. Do you remember you have to choose Balades with the good foot to walk and all that? This is what it means being Solomon. Who said, this is the advice of the gods, so bring me your enemy. Yep.
It said, thy words are an argument and sound. My adversary is the wind, and he is in thy jurisdiction. The king shouted, O east wind, the gnat complains of thy injustice. Come, park, come face to face with thy adversary and reply to thy adversary and rebut thy opponent. When the wind heard, he came very rapidly. The gnat at once took to flight. Then Solomon said, O gnat, where? Stop, that I may pass judgment on both. It answered, O king, my death is from his being. Verily, this day of mine is black.
This is the explanation. Now listen to it. Okay. Said, okay, bring me the enemy. I said, okay, the wind is my enemy. Solomon said, the wind! And the wind, very fast is coming. When the wind is coming very fast, the insect is already out. I say, excuse me, but my death, and he didn't say, I cannot exist when he exists. When he arrives, I have to go. He said, my death comes from his existence. This is how opposite we are. Yes?
Since he has come, where shall I find rest? For he wrings the breath out of my body. Even such is the seeker of the court of God.
Means, even such, means what? Means I'm the Rumi. I told you the story. The story is finished. Did you understand what I was talking about? I was saying this. I was coming to this conclusion that if you're looking for God, when God arrives, you don't exist anymore. It's like that. Yes?
Even such is a seeker of the court of God. When God comes, the seeker is not it. Although that union is immortality on immortality, yet at first that immortality consists in dying to self.
These two verses together will explain that silly stuff that we are talking about. That you belong to him, he belongs to you, you don't exist when he exists. And all that stuff is this. Listen, when he comes, the lover doesn't exist anymore. I don't mean that the lover dies. Lover will be vanished and will exist forever. That situation which is not understandable. When the beloved is here, the lover doesn't exist except to be the lover, to give whatever he could to beloved. That's what it is. Yes?
The reflections that are seeking the light are knotted when his light appears. How should the reason remain when he bids it go? Everything is perishing except his face.
This is something which is not translatable. Even they never translated it to Persian even. Kull shay'in halik illa wajhuhu. It's a very simple sentence that everything is vanishable except except his image. And this is in Arabic. He will bring it in with what? To start with intelligence. That intelligence? When Haq is here, what is intelligence? Everything will vanish. Yes?
Before his face, the existent and the non-existent perish. Existence in non-existence is, in sooth, a marvelous thing.
Isn't it? Think about it. Existence in non-existence. Isn't it marvelous? Because first of all, you cannot understand it. You feel that I'm talking about the complicated stuff, right? But you don't understand it. How could you? This is what it is. We are talking about non-existence in existence. Means what? Means every single animal coming in from that door has an ego. I know some human beings, they come in and they have no ego. There is no me. Yes, these are enlightened people. These are those exceptional people we are looking for. Yes?
In this place of presence, minds are lost beyond control. When the pen reaches this point, it breaks.
Ah, this one you understand. Because he explained that this is the point. I'm arriving to somewhere that I'm talking about existence in non-existence. Isn't it interesting? Because this is the point that the logic would be stopped, would be lost. This is what we call beyond the logic. This is something that when I want to write it down, the pen will break. It's impossible to explain it, but I hope you get it. Because I know that his attraction could work and make it quite easy and clear for you. That's all. Okay, don't worry. گرچه نشنیدن موکران سخن رفت در گوشی که آن بود من لدن بوی پیراهان یوسف را ندید آن که حافظ بود و یعقوبش کشید آن شیاطین بر عنان آسمان نشنوندن سر لوح غیب دان آن محمد خفته و تکیه زده آمده سر گرد او گردان شده او خورد حلوا که روزیش است باز آن نکن گشتان او باشد دراز نجم سابق گشته حارس دیوران که به لوز دیز احمد سر ستان ای دو دیده سوی دکان از پگاه این به مسجد رو به جور رزق اله پس رسولان گفتشان را فهم کرد گفت آن خنده نبودم از نبرد مردن بیشان و پوسیده فنا مرد کشتن نیست مردی پیش ما خود کیان نیشان که مه گردد شکاف چون که من پا بفشرم در مساف آنگهی کازاد بودید و مکین من شما را بسته می دیدم چنین ای بنازیده به ملک و خاندان نزد عاقل اشتری بر ناودان نقش تن را تا فتاد از بامتش پیش چشمم کلاتن آت گشت بنگرم در غوره می بینم عیان بنگرم در نیست شی بینم عیان بنگرم سر عالمی بینم نهان آدم و حوا نرست از جهان مر شما را وقت ذرات الست دیدم پاوسته و منکوس و پست از حدوث آسمان بی اماد آنچه دانسته بودم افزون نشد من شما را سرنگون می دیدم پیش از آن که از آب و گل بالیدم نو ندیدم تا کنم شادی بدان این همی دیدم در آن اقبالتان بسته قهر خفی و وانگه چه قهر قند میخوردید و در وی درج زهر این چنین قندی پر از زهر را عدو خوش بنوشد چه تسد آید برو با نشاطان زهر میکردید نوش ملگتان خفیه گرفته ارد و گوش من نمیکردم قضا از بهران تا زفر یابم فرو گیرم جهان که این جهان جیفست و مردار و رخیص برچنین مردار چون باشم هریش سگ نیم تا پرچم مرده کنم نیسیم آیم که تا زندش کنم زن همی کردم صفوف جنگ چاک تا رانم بر شما را از هلاک زن نمی برم گلوهای بشر تا مرا باشد کر و فر و حشر زن همی برم گلوی چند تا زن گلوها عالمی یابد را که شما پروانوار از جهل خیش پیش آتش می کنید این حمله کیش من همیرانم شما را همچون مست از در افتادم در این در آتش با دو دست آن که خود را فتح ها پنداشتید تخم منحوسی خود می کاشتید یک دیگر را جد و جد می خواندید سوی اژدرها فرس می راندید قهر می کردید و در این قهر خود شما مقهور قهر شیر در دوست قهر خواجه کرد و زر کشید او بدان مشغول خود والی رسید گرز خواجه آن زمان بگریختی کی بر او والی حشر انگیختی قاهری دوست مقهوریش بود زن که قهر او سر او را ربود قالبی بر خواجه دام او شود تا رسد والی و بستاند قبد ای که تو بر خلق کیره اشتی در نبرد و قالبی آغشتی آن به قاصد منهزم کرد استشان تا تو را در حلقه می آرد کشان. این